Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Okay, we were talking about something very interesting and significant, which is the Quran's testimony regarding the authenticity of the Bible. You know, and I tell my Muslim friends, while I do not depend on the Quran to prove the credibility of the Bible, I find it significant and interesting that throughout its pages, the Quran testifies to the authenticity of the Bible. And actually, this is the first obstacle that God called me to remove when he called me to write my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Because Muslims are taught that the Bible is corrupted, so removing these obstacle, a stumbling block, is necessary for them to have open heart and open mind to the word of God in the Bible. So we read, for example, in Surah 6, verse 154, we gave Moses the book, completing our favor to those who would do right. Surah 2, verse 87, we, God, gave Moses the book and followed him with a succession of messengers. And regarding the Psalms, it's called the Zabur in the Quran, we read, before this, we, God, means God, all Muslims agree about that, wrote in the Psalms. Before this, God wrote in the Psalms. Wow. This is Surah 21. Regarding the Injil, which is the Gospel, we still call the gospel in Egypt, all over the Middle East, the Injil. The Quran declares in Surah 5, verse 46, and in their footsteps, we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the law that had come before him. We sent him the gospel. Therein was guidance and light, and the confirmation of the law that had come before him, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Wow. And the many other surahs, such as Surah 57. However, according to the Quran, all holy books are equal, because many Muslims think that it is unnecessary to read the Bible. I tell my Muslim friend, actually, your opinion or the opinion of your teacher that telling you don't need to read the Bible contradict even the Quran itself. Because the Quran states clearly that all Muslims must follow and obey the teachings of the previous holy scriptures, which is the Bible. Let me give you an example. Surah 2, verse 285, the messenger believeth in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the men of faith. Each one of them believeth in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. We make no distinction between one and another of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. Another surah, Surah 4, reads, O ye who believe in Allah and his messenger, and the scripture which he has sent to his messenger, and the scripture which he sent to those before him. Any who denies Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the day of judgment, has gone far, far astray. in Surah 2, verse 285, and Surah 4, verse 136, which I just mentioned to you, notice that his books is plural. This means all the holy books. This is a clear command that Muslims should regard the holy books as equal revelation. As we read in Surah 4, verse 136, if any Muslim ignores or rejects any part of God's revelation in the Torah or in the Gospel, he has gone far, far astray. Also, God would condemn him as an infidel, as noted in Surah 40. Let me read these verses to you. Those who rejected the book and the revelations with which we sent our messengers, but soon shall they know when the yokes shall be round their necks and the chains, they shall be dragged along in the boiling fetid fluid. Then in the fire, they shall be burned. Clearly, the Quran commands all people to read and obey God's revelation in the Bible. This is an essential part of being a Muslim. It is very clear that Muhammad himself considered the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians to be books that lead people to become fully submitted to God. We mentioned some verses before, and we will mention more. The Quran also indicates that the Jews and Christians who lived in Muhammad's time rejected the Quran. You can read about this in Surah 2, verse 91. When it is said to them, believe in what Allah has sent down, they say, we believe in what was sent down to us. Yet they reject all besides, even if it be truth confirming what is with them. It is a fact that Muhammad wanted Arab Christians and Jews who existed in the Arabic Peninsula. He wanted them to accept him as a prophet in the line of biblical prophets. The Quran also recorded that Jews and Christians rejected Muhammad. Surah 2, verse 120. Okay, another significant and very interesting fact, the Quran actually considers the Bible to be preeminent. Surah 1094 is a command given to Muhammad and all Muslims, of course, to treat the Bible as the primary source of enlightenment. Let me quote to you this verse. If thou, Muhammad, wert in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. This verse clearly instructs all Muslim believers to refer to the Bible when questions arise regarding the Quran's meaning. Because all Muslim theologians agree that those who have been reading the book before you, Muhammad, those people are the Jews and the Christians. It is clear from this verse that in the event of any doubt about certain revelations in the Quran, Muhammad is commanded by God to consult with the Jews and Christians who have been reading their holy scriptures. So Surah 1094 is a command to Muhammad to test the truthfulness of his own message by the contents of the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. This verse clearly shows that the Quran does not supersede the gospel. To be continued in future program. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you, God. We are so thankful to you that you have given us many information to help Muslims know that the Bible is your word. God, we surrender ourselves to you, and we put our trust in you to enable us, God, as your children, enable your church, our fellowships, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we put our trust in you that you are able to use us, use your children, all evangelical denominations that follow Jesus and try to obey the teachings of the Bible. Use us, God, to help millions of Muslims in America and overseas enjoy your love and salvation and spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And of course, if you haven't become a child of God, my precious audience, pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me. God, I put my faith in Jesus Christ right now. He paid the penalty for all my sins. Jesus is my only Savior. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, thank you for your love. I want to become your child. I want to live close to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My precious brothers and sisters, God's peace and grace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.